most powerful type of ministry is the minister from where you are in the Lord. That level has more of an impact. Praise God. I'm just going to give a little exhortation. I'm just going to minister a little bit out of Zechariah 4. So I'm just going to share a little bit about the plumb line. Yeah, we keep this little plumb line right here. And this is actually an instrument they used back in the day. And they would drop that, as you know, with a stone tin. And it would be an alignment instrument. And because of the stone tin, it would vertically align. No matter where you were, it would have a perfect vertical alignment. So they would build up that vertical alignment, and that's the way they would keep a building so it wouldn't be the Leaning Tower of Pisa kind of thing. Look at verse 10. It says, "Despise not the day of the small beginning, for they shall rejoice." And if you really read this in the literal translation, it was a done deal. Just like the earlier verse, the hands of Zerubbabel had laid the foundation of the house. Didn't say they're going to, said they did. This is a prophetic chapter, as you know. Well, the same thing here, it says, the way it reads in the literal, it says, "They rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. These are the eyes of the Lord," because it was spoken from the face of God. And as we know, anything spoken from the face of God is done. Because it's not just spoken prophetically. Prophetically, God can show you the future. That's a form of the prophetic. The face of God actually places you in that position, in a literal position, and speaks from that position, or places you past that position, like he did Abraham. Kings have come out of your loins. So once God does that, it's finished, especially if he speaks it, which he did for Abraham. He did for Joshua, Isaac, Jacob, all of those. He did it for them. He spoke for them. So it was completed. Made their faith a lot easier. We've been given this authority to do this, to operate in these realms. And so he said they rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand. The plumb line is not a singular operation. There's multiple operations in the plumb line. It helps you understand that. It's an operation that starts from top down. So unless you're an ascender, you really can't operate in plumb line. You can't operate under the Holy Spirit, because he'll bring operations down for us. That's what he does. He gives gifts unto men. Those operations are for service. That's why if you're anointed, you can't lay your hands on yourself and receive a healing. And if you do, that'll only happen about one time. Anybody with a healing ministry can't put their hands on themselves and be healed under that same anointing, because it's an anointing for service with God. And the plumb line's a little different, because plumb line, you're involved with the process. Where you are is involved with the process. If the Holy Spirit, which he did, he brings the kingdom down for manifestation, and he's an integral part of that. But if you see that in the Corinthian church, it was severally as the Holy Spirit willed. It was a regulated anointing, because it was given to the most carnal church of all. We've taught on that extensively in the past. And so he gave gifts. If he didn't use carnal people, or if he didn't use people that weren't fully developed, who would he use? So God in his genius gave us an operation, regulated anointing, to bypass our immaturity till we grow up. But he even said, 1 Corinthians 13, he says, "I'll show you." He says, "Covet earnestly these operations." He said, he used the word covet. He said, "Covet it, but I'll show you a more excellent way to do this." And he's talking about the love of God moving into the fullness of God, into what we call the anointing without measure, or severally like the Lord did when he had the Spirit without measure. That's what we're looking for, an end-time church operating without measure. To operate without measure, there's only so much you're going to do by say, "Come, Lord, come, Lord, come," and standing in the earth and calling the Lord to come to where you are. And if you see that kind of operation, it's only going to go so far. It doesn't really matter how anointing someone is. It's always going to be level. And I'm thankful for any anointing we have in the earth, especially the way the earth is right now. I'm thankful for all forms of anointing anybody, as long as they have, you know, their doctrine straightened. That I'm very thankful for any kind of anointing we get. However, we need something out of heaven that's going to shift, change, level mountains, the kind that he's spoken, an end time body, the things that have been spoken prophetically. These operations are going to be different than standing here and say, come to me, come to where I am. And because there's only so much you're going to get down in that kind of operation. And anybody who's been doing long enough, they'll tell you, there's just so much you can get. And there, you can fast and get more and more and more position, but it's still until we can move as a heavenly operation with God, like the Lord, when he said in Nicodemus, no man has ascended except the Son of Man that has ascended, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven, speaking to you right now. He was able to move freely in all the jurisdiction, heaven and earth. There was no demarcation with him. He could move in heaven. He can move in the earth. And he specifically told that, I believe it was to Nathanael. He said, today you'll see the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. He goes, this was his operation. He had angelic hosts. He had an open heaven wherever he went. And that is the very key to his anointing, because there was an open heaven, things were moving and shaking, and miracle signs and wonders were an everyday event with him. And so much that his own disciples, before they became apostles, were in charge of, they were really his ushers. They were, most of the time they were doing crowd control because of the multitude, the press, because the great needs of humanity. He had an answer. You start pouring out miracle signs and wonders and meeting the needs of humanity like that. And I promise they will jam the doors overnight. They'll jam a city up overnight if that kind of power's flowing. And it's going to come with the anointing of that measure. To do that, we have to have what we call the plumb line operation, to where we come and access the fullness, riches and glory. All the inheritance he laid up there for, because he wasn't going to restore it and give it back to us here in fullness for the enemy to steal it again. He put it out of reach for the enemy. He didn't put it out of reach for us. We have to go there. That's why he says, when you ask, believe that you receive. You are a receptacle for spiritual weighty things. But there's the operation where we have to transcend out from this jurisdiction into his jurisdiction. As we know, there's so much goes on there, but we're talking about now how to get it back here and what we're seeing here. We'll go and we'll step through the veil. We'll move into the righteousness. We'll move into the courts. We'll move into the Father. Sometime we get stuck in the Father, which is a really awesome place, because once you get stuck in his love, it's very hard to move anywhere else, because it's so intense that it just seizes every part of you. The love of God just, I mean, it's so intense, you just can't go any more. You just get overtaken. Praise God. But there are times that he needs us to move on in our faith. So he's not going to just corporately bring us in there every day and lock us in there. But he needs our faith to continue moving on with him. Amen. And so what he taught us in this last season is how to move into the face of God, how to venture out, walk out, especially into the Mount Transfiguration glory, resurrection glory, whatever you want, and into the crown. All this that we do there is part of a receiving. Every time you do it, you're receiving, because you're standing in that realm. It's part of the way God transfers the eternal realm into you like a donkey. He's loading you up, basically, and you're going to bring it down. You're not going to just go, Father, I ask for this, I believe I receive, and it's done. There's sometimes you take whole seasons to receive things from God, if it's large things. And if it's accountable, weighty things, it takes time. And one thing I've learned about God, he's not in a hurry. When he's ready to move, he moves fast. It seems like he's in a great hurry. Once he opens the gates, it goes bam. I'm like, you could have done that beforehand. But once everything's ready, the gates open, and in 1 month, he can do more than we've done in 20 years. So when we're there receiving, it's all part of the way he's making the transfer of riches and glory into a legal transfer into your spirit, into your dominion mechanism, for the purpose of bringing it back into this jurisdiction. You are the carrier of these things. He is the manifester. Say, I am the carrier. When we ascend, upon this descent, the plumb line begins. There is a lot of things I see in the plumb line. When we're dealing with the plumb line, we're talking about a specialized area, a specialized faith. It's very important to understand the plumb line is not going to be the whole world at this time. Even though it will eventually evolve the whole world, but plumb line faith is a very specific, the best way to say it is targeted faith. It's targeted faith. Like when he went into the promised land, he promised them all the whole promised land, but he started with a part, a piece, a city called Jericho. And the first thing he did is he had them walk or surround it, encompass it seven times. When the ark and the priest, all of those were foreshadowing another day. The ark of the glory of God, the seven priests with seven eyes. All of this was speaking of another operation. What they did in walking around Jericho seven times, what God was doing was carving out a piece of the plumb, or he was carving out a piece of the promised land. He, in a circular fashion, they were circling Jericho like this. And what he was doing is saying, this circle of dominion you're circling now belongs to the kingdom of God. Even though he's promised the whole promised land, he has to start with a positional place. So he demarks a place. That's where we get this circle thing from. The crowning. He's setting heaven down. And it's interesting because with Joshua, he had already spoken to him from the face of God. He was standing in front of him when he was saying, the walls of Jericho have fallen. See that I have given you. So when the plumb line comes, everything that you're exercising faith in the plumb line is already been given, not going to be given. You have already received it. It's already finished. It's already done. You're not questioning whether or not he's going to do it. You already have it. All we're doing now is releasing what we've received. Does that make sense? And so he says, see that I have given you Jericho. See that I've given you the king. So he's taking a piece of the promised land. He's carving out a circle. He says, this now belongs to you. In essence, it belongs to me. It belongs to the kingdom of God. And everything in that circle comes under the dominion of God. And so what we know that the angelic hosts were present because he introduces himself to Joshua as the Lord of the angelic armies. We know they were there because they are the ones that tore the walls down. They were all there. So the plumb line is going to have the angelic armies present. And you'll see us when we're ministering, we have a lot of verses that we use with the angels because I see the operation of angels. And when we're speaking the plumb line, we see a wall of fire, ministering flames of fire. Our God comes with fire. His chariots is a whirlwind. I'm not just saying that. I am aware that they're building a habitation in the earth that surrounds like this church or surrounds our home. Or I've been given this promised field. When I go stand in this financial field, I'll stand in that field. I'm aware that these angels, I'll see cherubim coming out. They're a unique class of angels because they come right out of the glory. And when they are present, you will feel the glory of God. You'll feel it in an unprecedented way. When you feel like that many, many times, it's because the cherubim have come in and filled the room because they're coming right out of the presence of the glory of God. Warriors are different. They come too, but they have a different operation. And I'll see the warrior angels all around. I'll see breaker angels coming down. Jesus said, as a demarcation of an open heaven, he told Nathaniel, you will see the angels ascending and descending. They are active. They are moving. They are in mission. They're operating with your faith. I can't tell you how many people have had testimonies of angels. One man saw them openly and they were standing around. And he actually talked to them and said, and they were standing around and says, nobody's exercising faith. We have nothing to do. And they look very bored. How many of you ever heard testimonies like that? These angels are active. They operate with you. They operate with faith. They operate with the word. They operate on assignment for the kingdom. And so we need to be aware of their presence. You can see it in that image, a whole circle, because they're encompassing. They create the wall of fire. What did it say? They're ministering flames of fire that are sent on behalf of what? The heirs. The heirs. There is a class of angels that operate with the sons. There's a class of angels that operate with the orphans. And then there's a class that operate with the heirs. Amen. Everyone has protector angels. But there is a whole army that operate with heirs. People who know what they're doing. Understand the kingdom of heaven. Understand the authority. Elisha knew that they were with him. He could see them. And when the whole king's army surrounded him, and Gehazi, I believe, was his servant, he woke him up and said, "Master, Master, we perish." And he said, "Open his eyes, greater is he that's with us." And he opened his eyes and he saw the chariots lining the whole mountain. He saw them many, many times in the Old Testament. I mean, he defeated entire army one time just because he let them hear the sounds of the chariot wheels, and they thought it was an army coming against them, and they departed, and the lepers went out there and they got all the goods. So these angels are always present in the plumb line. But when you are operating in plumb line faith, it's important to operate in a specialized position of faith. And it's important to keep going there and develop that kind of faith, whether it's over your home, whether it's over the church, over your business. You need to create a carved out space in the earth and be aware that that space belongs to the dominion, to the faith, and the authority God's given you. And it's important to go back there all the time because you're developing an open heaven. As you're developing this open heaven around you, be aware. I like, if you want to see, if you're a square head and you want to see it as a square, that's fine. But I like to see as a circle, a cylinder that surrounds, and it's bigger than its house. It kind of surrounds its property. I feel it. I just don't see it. I feel it. I'm aware of it. Like I'm aware of that wall over there. I see it stretching to the heavens, all the way to heaven, down to the earth. And now at the point, I have authority. I'm not going to go walk out in some place I don't have authority. I've actually done that before. And I somebody asked me to pray for this woman. This guy, every time he'd have an issue, he'd call me, and because he was involved in witchcraft in the past, and they'd have a whole lot of stuff going on in their house. He said, "Just do whatever you do." And I'd do it over his house. And I'd guess, I said, "Give me permission to stand over your house." And I'd go, and then I'd pray, and then he'd just break all that stuff. I mean, they would rejoice. So one time he calls me up and he said, "Listen, there's this very powerful lady in Africa. I can't tell you who she is, but would you pray for her? She's under an extreme amount of warfare." And so I said, "Let me get her on the phone." And so he gets on the phone. I said, "I don't even know who you are. I just need permission to come stand over your place." I said, "You don't even have to tell me. I'll just know." And so in the spirit, I would just kind of be aware that I'm standing over that space. And man, the anointing came. It really did. It broke all kinds of stuff, and it was awesome. Man, the glory manifested. It really did. It was awesome. But the next day, I had something show up in my house, and I'm like, "Whoa, you kind of understand your warfare zone." And I had something that was way above my warfare zone. And I mean, I said, "Lord, what?" And man, it just crazy stuff. For 3 days, he goes, "Don't ever do that again." I said, "Do what?" He said, "What you did. You went into a territory I didn't assign you to. And just because someone asked you to, you can pray for them, but don't go stand in that territory and start clearing things out, because I didn't call you to that. And that you invited all that." He goes, "I didn't call you to that, so don't do it again." When you're operating in plumb line authority, or dominion, I call plumb line dominion, when you're operating in plumb line dominion, you need to know the will of God. You need to know your space, amen? It's very important to stay in your lane in this kind of operation. Very important to understand how the kingdom works, because you are in a descended mode at this point. You're coming out of the heavens. You're coming out of glory. You're clothed on high. And another reason why we ascend is because we make an exchange up there. We put on armor that we just We have very difficulty getting that kind of armor here. We put on armor there. We make an exchange there. You're coming, you're basically going up as Clark Kent. You're coming down as Superman. I don't know how to explain it. You are coming down clothed in the armor of God. You have a shield around you. That's part of what you're doing is so you're ready to speak to mountains. You're ready to address mountains. You're ready to address the enemy. You're ready because you're now under an armored situation with the shield of God around you. But you also need to know the limitation. Your faith is not limited, but you need to know the space or the lane God's called you to. Always your house. Your house is your home. You don't have to ask God. Your house is your home. You are the, whether you're a man or a woman, you're the priest of your home. You don't have to ask God for that. You just do it. Praise God. And so what I did is I got a little Google map, and it's really easy. Go on Google and just put your address, and it'll come right down over your house. And you can just hit this little edit button, and it'll draw a circle around your house. I printed it out, and that's how I see my house. So everything in that property line is mine. Amen? It doesn't belong to the enemy. So now I have jurisdictional authority and dominion to function. I have jurisdictional because of the calling of God. Every intercessor in this house has jurisdictional dominion to operate in this plumb line of this house. Amen? So when you have that, and also I've been assigned a field. If you have a business, you've been assigned a territory with God, then you have a right to exercise authority there. Amen? And so it's important to have a vision of where your authority is being or manifested, where your authority is being exercised, where dominion is exercised. So when we're coming down, you don't want to be in left field. You don't want to be in Hawaii when you're supposed to be here. Praise God. Amen. So it's important to have a fixed position in your faith. Just like Jericho. You know, God didn't tell him to go to Mount Hebron. He said, go to Jericho first. You gotta go where God says to be, cause that's where God's gonna move. If they wouldn't have went to Mount Hebron, they wouldn't have near the result. In fact, the next city, I think it was, some of them went out too soon, and they got their pants beat off of them because of things going on. So, we have to be in the time of God, and where He has us, amen? It's very important. So, once you have your lane, say your lane, now I can operate. So what I'm gonna address, is several things I'm going to be addressing. The first thing I'm going to do, now, Zechariah says, this is a generation that what? Can walk up and down in his name. Say up and down. So when I'm in a descended mode, the first thing I see is Jesus, King of Glory, written down the plumb line in a vertical fashion. It's just what I see. Now, we have certain things between third heaven and we're first heaven. Are y'all with me? Okay, there's called second heaven. You got one, two, and three. Second heaven is not where you want to be, but is you definitely want to address second heaven influence. Second heaven is principalities, powers. It's the enemy's domain. You're going to have to, he does not leave unless you kick him out. If you do nothing with your faith, the enemy will make sure that you're going to get beat up on all your life. You have to exercise faith. The just will live by faith. If you don't, you're going to have to do it the world's way. You're going to be fighting spiritual battles constantly without the proper warfare. You have to be in faith. Say, I have to be in faith. Faith is an awesome thing. You got to keep it up. If you don't, if you start losing it, it'll get very dull and it gets very hard to operate. You do it all the time. It gets very fluid, very easy to operate in. That's the nature of it. It's like working out. You stop working out, it's hard to get back into. Once you get a rhythm, just stay in the rhythm. Amen? Get yourself right back in the rhythm. So when we're in the plumb line faith, we're going to address some things. The prince of the power of the air. Second heaven influence. We're going to address it as far as the plumb line. I'm not going to go take on the whole city of Houston right now. I'm not going to take on the state of Texas right now. But I am going to take on the prince of power of the air that surrounds this plumb line. This is what we're doing right now. I'm going to address it over house. I'm going to address it over home. I'm going to address it over business. I'm going to address it over this church. I'm going to address it and I'm going to speak directly to it. I don't wake up with my morning coffee and go straight and deal with the enemy. I am not in position to deal with him. I need to make an exchange. I need to get the old man out, the new man in. I need to be clothed in glory. I need to walk out beyond where I'm at. I need some of the armor of heaven before I start addressing. I address the enemy last, not first. Amen? So we're addressing principalities. We're addressing my, now I'm going to address my body at this point and the parts of my life that still kind of belong to the earth. Are the unregenerated parts, I'm going to address the law of sin and death that's operating in me. The Bible says, you can say unto the sycamine tree, be plucked up by the roots, and it would obey you. I believe the sycamine tree, there is a lot of, you know, the Lord didn't tell us specifically what the sycamine tree is. He's definitely not just going, speaking about a natural tree and going speaking to them. They all had represented, even when he cursed the fig tree, he was cursing the whole operation of that priesthood he just walked out of. He saw how they stole. He saw how they were stealing from the widows and that whole thing. He goes, listen, this whole system is done. That day he spoke to that fig tree. He was speaking to that day is over. There's a new priesthood that's going to rise. This whole thing I just walked out of. He just walked out of the temple. And he was very mad that day. He was very upset because he watched how they stole from the widows and using all that. That was, remember he walked in and he scourged. He came out scourging too. And he spoke. He said, this thing's over right now. And 60 years later, the whole thing was gone. What we want to know is when we're speaking to things, what is the sycamine tree? To me, the sycamine tree is the law of sin and death. It's that law that we were born under. It was in our spirit, our soul. It was in our body. It was a law. But when we're born again, our spirit was removed and a new law came in. Law of spirit of life. Amen? Which ultimately programmed within that is also a body, a soul, a mind, and brand new everything. Amen? Now what we want to do is we want to address things here. Let me give you something very important. When you move in the heavenlies, like let's say we're moving in the age to come, or we're moving into the life, the resurrection life, stepping out into the day, there are times you're going to feel glory. There's going to be times you're going to feel freedom. There's going to be times that you're feeling in a kingdom jurisdiction. And so because a lot of times, how many of you are, let me say it this way, how many of you are got caught up in glory like, whoa, hallelujah. That is a jurisdictional operation. It was given to you from a spirit realm. The thing you need to do, and the Lord, he told me one day, he goes, very few of my people know to do this. Whatever you're receiving from that realm, when you get back into this realm, it's important to decree it and loose it and release it because you got it from another realm. It still needs to move into this realm. You hear what I'm saying? It's got to move into the natural realm. What you're receiving there needs to move here. It does by the way of loosing. It does it by the way of decree. It does it by way of the releasing. But there has to be an act of faith that releases what you receive. And so when we come out from them, we release what we receive. We address the law of sin and death. We call you no more. Even though I addressed it in the Jordan, I may feel freed of it in the heavens. I'm here now, and whatever I receive there needs to manifest here. So I loose, I release it, and I'm speaking to it because ultimately I want to see the law of sin and death disintegrate. And we move as a people from glory to glory and for life to start taking over the operations. Spirit, soul, body, mind. And for regenerative life to start flowing, manifesting an operable life in the earth, a Garden of Eden kind of life. That's what we're ultimately operating. So we're going to address, what are the enemies we're addressing? Capacities for sin, sickness, disease, curses, operations, debt, poverty, lack, need, and destruction, principality of the air. All of these things we're addressing. Second heaven influence. Anything in the plumb line, I'm addressing it and letting it know your day is over. Amen? Let know that I see Jericho has been given. This is already mine. God has given me the plumb line. I don't question that. I am in operation of dominion. I am exercising dominion, and I'm doing it in my lane. I'm not over there now. You can always go pray for somebody. That's not what I'm talking about. What we're dealing right now is building an open heaven. If an open heaven was easy, everybody would have one. Amen? If you think about how many people actually go for God, how many people fasting, how many people are going after God, and how few results we get in that arena, it's not as easy. I think it takes a level of wisdom that God is beginning to operate now with. So what we're doing is we're building an open heaven. Every time we do this, even though you're not seeing it yet, doesn't mean things are not happening. Amen? It's like you're bringing one living stone at a time down. And every time you do it, you're building an infrastructure. Say, by this we know the worlds or generations were framed, say framed, by the word of God. So the things that appear were not made, or the things that are seen in the earth were not made by the things that do appear. In other words, what that generation was receiving was not made by what was in that generation. It was brought out from another realm. That's what we're doing. We're bringing out from another realm. And so as we bring that up, we're framing. Say frame. So every time we're constructing a frame, as I'm aware of the angelic host, that's a frame. I'm aware of the seven spirits of God, that's a frame. I am aware of the glory, that's a frame. I'm aware of the perimeter inheritances, that is a frame. I'm aware of the Father dwelling. I'm aware of the Lord dwelling. I'm aware of the living waters. I am aware. See, that's a framing. And every time we're framing, I'm aware of the house of David flowing. I'm aware of living waters that are bursting out, breaking forth under an open heaven operation. I'm aware. And every time I'm practicing awareness, what I'm doing is we're framing. Say framing. We're framing an architectural plumb line of an open heaven extending from the heaven to the earth. We're addressing mountains because it very specifically says, Zechariah 4, who art thou, great mountain? Before this word, you will become leveled ground. Before the operation of Zechariah 4, every mountain will be made low. This is a mountain moving operation. It's being framed right now. It will be seen in the future because God himself will come inhabit it. He's using our faith to clear the territory. If God was going to go in the promised land without them, he would have done that. He used the body. He used the priest. They marched around. He used Joshua. He gave instructions. Everyone had a part to play. God does not go move mountains without you. He's in operation. He's in partnership with you. And so we can only do what we see him doing. As we see, we frame with our words, we speak. And you see, as we're doing this, and we're addressing the enemy, and it's the more we do this, sometimes it'll get worse before it gets better. Sometimes you start picking a fight where the enemy's been nestled for a very long time. And now you're telling him, get out, get off of my mountain, get out of my space, remove yourself from the plumb line. Well, you just... warfare will erupt because you just picked a fight. But that's part of it. You're going to come up against Goliath. Don't get moved by what you see, feel, or hear. Just keep building. Keep establishing because we're framing. We're framing a plumb line. The glorious part of this plumb line, because it's being framed by faith, wherever God leads you, it will go with you. Once it's built, everything's in operation. God will fill it. Amen. Everything will become flesh, so to speak. It'll come into the natural jurisdiction and dwell with us. Everything that was invisible suddenly starts becoming visible. Suddenly, chains and cords being broken and shattered off the body, the mind. Chains and cords being shattered in the atmosphere. Chains and cords being shattered. Debt, poverty, lack, need, and destruction. Suddenly, God comes in. The ark comes into the room like he did with Obed-Edom. And suddenly, he's blessed beyond measure. It's because heaven touched down. You see that? Now there's an open heaven. So wherever the plumb line goes, the open heaven goes, because it's with you as a temple. So wherever the Lord was led to be by the Holy Spirit, the plumb line went with him, an open heaven wherever he went. The only place that it was limited was in his home country. But he did miracles. He said he didn't do many miracles. It was because of familiarity. And he marveled at their unbelief, because they couldn't get over the fact they were raised with him. They were familiar with his humanity. And it blocked the operation. But that's the only place that he was limited. Everywhere else, he was in full flow mode. Amen? So that's what we want. We want full flow mode. Say fullness. Flow mode. We want full flow. So we become aware. Now, everyone's operating different parts, but eventually we got to get to this place, corporately. We all got to get to this place where we are administrating dominion, authority, and speaking now into the earth. Now we're picking the fight. You ever seen Braveheart? Well, you men, I know you've seen Braveheart. And Mel Gibson, he's got the blue face on. And, you know, the lords, they're going out to settle with the English armies. They're going to go out and settle, and he goes, I'm going to pick a fight. He knew he's going to go pick a fight with someone greater, but he knew he was going to win. You are going to pick a fight at this time, but it's going to be in a position of your lane, and you're going to address what belongs to you. Understand what the will of God. Be not vague, thoughtless, or foolish. When you're in plumb line authority, don't be vague. Don't be thoughtless. Don't be foolish. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Be already convinced. If you're not convinced it's yours, your faith will not be operational here. I'm already convinced what's mine. I'm already convinced that these things are going to obey me. I am already convinced that the sycamine tree is going to wither. I'm already convinced that the atmosphere is going to bow down. I'm already convinced that the mountains are standing in front of me are going to move. I was convinced of this 7 years ago. It's a faith that's immovable. That's what's why the right hand is so glorious. Because you shift. I'm not subject to doubt and unbelief all day long. Because I get into a realm there is no doubt and unbelief. All that gets off of me. I get clothed in a glory realm. I get clothed in a realm of faith. So when I'm coming back here, I'm bringing that realm down. Amen. So now we're dressing the enemy. We're releasing, we're loosing, we're speaking, we're decreeing. We're building an infrastructure for God to dwell in. An infrastructure of the right hand. An infrastructure of the plumb line. All that's in the plumb line, see it as a Garden of Eden. Be a very fertile atmosphere, fertile ground. You'll be a part of it. You'll partake of it as it flows up and out of you. You'll be partaking of it. All the atmosphere and the freedom and liberty that surrounds, it's going to change finances. It's going to change bodies. It's going to change everything. It's going to liberate the mind, liberate the heart. It's going to take generational dysfunction and swallow it up into victory. So, the guy next door will be struggling while you're sitting in the plumb line. This way was the Lord. He could be in the boat. He's in the plumb line sleeping, and they're all tossed because he wasn't in those waves. He was under plumb line dominion. The waves never got up into him. He was sleeping in 5-foot waves, and they were, Master cares not, we perish. They're in the same boat, but he's in another realm. That's the way it's going to be. The freedom and liberty. If you do this, you'll stop getting sick. If you'll do this, your body will stop being subject to sickness. The next level is now, let's reverse now. I'm good now, but now let's reverse. We want to go back. Now, I'm not reverse like back there. I'm actually going forward into the day of the resurrection where he rolls us back into the time of life. I believe the plumb line people in these, I'm going to quit here in a minute because I keep going. But I believe the plumb line people in the last days are going to have youth. divine youth upon them, renewing our youth like the eagle, like the dew of the morning. We're going to resemble resurrection life. Our body, our minds are going to get liberated. Do you know we use some like 10, 15, 20% of the mind? And, you know, Einstein mind, you know, that comes along, photographic memory type minds. These are minds that were liberated. Our mind's going to get liberated under the kingdom of God. No telling what God can do with that level of intelligence, because it's a mind of Christ intelligence. It's going to be amazing. Our emotions are going to get liberated. If you're prone, like me, I was very prone to emotion. And so, because I had a lot of dysfunction. So I had a lot of dysfunctional emotion. But God is going to shift that too. And where the emotions are going to move more into a place of love, peace, and joy. It'll be their natural reaction to have temperance. A natural reaction for joy, peace, temperance, love. This is the kingdom of heaven type of emotional faculties. All of this will be part of the plumb line operation. Your body will respond. Your countenance will respond. Your finances are going to respond. Your home will respond. Everything will start responding to it. This is what God wants in the earth. We are building a prototype right now. Amen. So it's taking a little time because, you know, it's our first time around this thing. We didn't have somebody sitting there tell us, oh, we've already done this. God's building this thing. And he's using us to build it. But once he gets it, it's going to explode in glory. And once it does, life starts manifesting. And that's when God starts inviting people up into your plumb line. Because now there's life. Now there's not dysfunction. There's not narcissistic dysfunction. There's life. You see, self has been dethroned. God is on the throne. And now there's life in the atmosphere. Like Smith Wigglesworth did this. He did it because he was so close to the Lord. He was not like an ascender, descender, but he never went 30 minutes without reading the word. He just stayed so connected. He had an atmosphere. So everywhere he went, there was this atmosphere with him. And people would get saved because they were up in his atmosphere. You see that? That's the kindness. So once that atmosphere starts breaking out and manifesting, God's going to invite people to come freely eat from your tree. Or his tree in you is a better way to say it. His tree that's growing up in you will start bearing fruit. The fruit's going to come out. It takes time to become a tree. And so once fruit starts coming out, God will start inviting people and they will get healed and set free and delivered and blessed so easy. When that government comes in, because it's a government too, you should study. Chuck did an amazing teaching on the mighty men of David. The people that are around him, remember all of them, they were all depressed, broken. The 600 men, they weren't top of the line thing. They were distressed, the broken. I mean, they were the ragtag of all of the humanity at the time. God said, these will be your mighty men. But by the time God was through, mighty men of renown came out from David's camp. Some of these were billionaires, modern day billionaires. They were powerful men in the spirit because the government got on them. The government that David had birthed got on them and it started manifesting. And then the Solomon generation came. There's a multiplication effect that comes out. It's a creative renaissance type operation that starts coming out because it's coming out of the most creative person in the universe, which is the Father. He's present and all his creativity is going to start breaking out. And when it does, creativity is going to start showing up. And it's going to be a glorious life in the plumb line. Garden of Eden plumb line. And then God will start expanding the borders of the plumb line. So once we get a certain operation, the borders stretch forth the curtain you have. So he stretches it further now. So he starts stretching the territory. But now, because of the life that's present, the glory that's present, the faith that's present, it's electrifying. Your faith's going to work easier and easier and easier. So now it's going to start spreading out. So the whole earth is filled with the glory. Amen. Plumb line operation, plumb line faith. All you see on that screen and more is all part of what's the content of the plumb line. The infrastructure of the plumb line. It's a heavenly building model of the last day. He promised the latter day house. It's not going to be built with brick and mortar. He might give us a beautiful building, but there was a time season I was in a beautiful building. All I want is building, 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 building. It was all about me. But he's building something else now. Amen? He's not interested right now in beautiful building, beautiful properties. That'll be part of it, but that's not the house. The house is everything's being built in the spirit, manifesting in the natural. Amen? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.